Ever hear that phrase, don't judge a book by its cover? Well, it finally fits the context that we're going to talk about today, because what we're going to talk about in this video is how inventory is hitting the market and what that's going to do to housing prices. So in some areas, it might pull down prices further. In some areas, it's going to do nothing. In some areas, it might even help the markets. But what I want you to understand is be careful from where you get your data. Okay. And here's why I tell you that. If you go over to this, it says housing, July 8th, weekly update, inventory up 1.1% week over week, but it's up 40% year over year. Well, if you just stopped at that and just took it on its face value, you'd be like, man, that's a lot of houses on the market. But if you really looked into the book, not just its cover, here's what you'd find. Inventory was up 40% compared to the same week in 2023, and it's down 31% from where we were in 2019. Well, why do people use 2019? Well, that's basically the world before it went crazy. I guess I'll put it that way in the best context. Then the next piece of the puzzle you're going to start seeing is this. Delinquencies. They're running rampant. Here's where delinquencies were back in 2019. Here's where they are today. Well, what you have to look at is the timeline on the side, or the numbers on the side. We basically went from zero up to a little higher than 0.4%. It's not even 1%. That's what I want you guys to understand, okay? Because we're going to take a look at it right here. Fannie and Freddie, single family serious delinquency rates decrease in May. However, multifamily increased slightly, okay? So aren't we being told that foreclosures are running rampant and they're going to hit the market in droves and so forth? Well, here's the numbers. Freddie Mac reports that the multifamily delinquency rate increased to 0.36 in May, up from 0.35, okay, but down from the 0.44 that we saw in January. So yes, it's coming down. So if you really just take this context, you know, the housing inventory isn't as bad as, you know, a lot of people are making, or I'll say it this way. It's not as robust as people are saying to really crash the market. And the same thing is with this, these charts. I can show you a chart saying, look at the delinquencies. It's crazy. But if you really looked into it, you can also make it look much different when you start really changing over here. If this was 1%, 2%, 3%, 4%, the adjustment would be like down in here. So it makes it look a little more kind of attractive if you put it into this chart, making it look like it's a huge jump. So don't judge the book by its cover. All right, so let's get over to mainstream markets. What are they doing right now? And basically a dismal day when it comes to economic news. Well, I had the Dow Jones. The Dow Jones was up like 250 points earlier, gave back all those gains, but we're basically, I'll say flat between the rest of these. The NASDAQ being up 47 is basically flat. Let's go over to oil, because I focus in on oil to see where inflation's taking us. So we have oil prices down. This was about 70 in the mid to high 70s, not too long ago. So it's still a little escalated. I would like to see this below 80. Okay. And then another big component of the housing cost is lumber. And I keep trying to advise you guys of this. Lumber prices are down 20% year over year. So that lumber is a huge piece of the housing component. So if we have lumber coming down 20%, maybe shouldn't the builders start be cutting prices? Just a thought. Okay, so that's what we're seeing right now. Let's go over to the bond market to see how that's doing for the day. We basically have a flat, completely flat bond market. There's really nothing going on, but there's one little sticky piece of the economy right now, and this is what's going to be detrimental. I'll put it this way. This is going to be basically a cloud over us for the next couple months. What's going to go on with the election? Because is Biden going to stay in? Is he going to get out? Maybe he should listen to some of his advisors, but I think it's a little too late for that. But we'll see how that goes in regards to this, because economic and national and world events also play a role in all this stuff when it comes to housing and interest rates and everything else. So that's why I do a video every day to inform you guys what the heck's going on. So that's my take for today. This is the closing bell. Markets are completely flat right now. And tomorrow's agenda, what do we have on tomorrow's agenda for our economic calendar? Let's see if there's anything out there really juicy for tomorrow. So let's see through here. Let's break this down and so you can see it just a little bit better. Tomorrow, what do we have? We have the federal chairman Powell testifying. That's not going to really do anything unless he says something really weird. And then we have a couple auctions coming up. So not looking for tomorrow to be that big of a day when it comes to interest rates. So tomorrow, unless federal chairman Powell or one of these Fed speakers say something really off cuff, I'm thinking that the news going from here going forward is going to look pretty good or be pretty good for those out there looking to buy their first house in 2024. So that's our report for today. If you want to check out and see if you could qualify for a home, my name is Dan Frio. I'm a licensed loan advisor throughout the entire country. I can help you if you're looking to buy your first house, buy maybe your second house or investment property, maybe even looking to refinance. How do you do it? Well, go to therateupdate.com. Here's our website. And if you want to get started, you can hit the apply now button. But if you're buying your first house, the one thing I would suggest you doing is hitting the grant finder. See if you're eligible for any grants that we have in to offer people to help them out when it comes to buying their first house. So that's my report for today, guys. If you could do me one thing to help me out, please, if you haven't subscribed yet, please do so right over there. Thank you so much. God bless and have a great day. I'll see you here tomorrow at the opening bell. Bye-bye.